I see furthest with my eyes closed. I see furthest with my eyes closed. Seems like that'd be an incorrect statement to see it all with your eyes closed. But I see furthest with my eyes closed because I'm looking with my inner eye. I'm looking with my inner vision. I'm looking with the truth of myself. All the time, we're facing life, and we're facing circumstances, and whether we like it or not, the world has a great impact upon us. The world has a great impact upon who we are and what we are. The world is impinging upon our every thought, our every attitude, our every action, whether we like it or not. And what we oftentimes do is we think, why do I have a headache? Why am I happy? Why do I have problems? Why do I have solutions? And as we ask ourselves this, we think that's a silly thing to ask, for we don't really know. And yet, we do know. We do know. When you think of your mother, what do you think of her? Do you think of her in a given situation in life that was always very happy for you? Or do you remember somebody, my mother would never let me do that. My mother would never allow that sort of thing. My mother always expects the best out of me. Is that the sort of attitude that we have? If that's the sort of attitude we have, what does that mean? That means that we see farthest with our eyes closed. For though we are not into that particular experience right now, though we're not next to our mother right now or next to any circumstance in our family, then we are still there when we think about them. And when we think about them, we usually have our eyes closed, or at least we're not seeing with our open eyes. We're looking with our inner eye. Ellen was telling me about her mother-in-law and how she was a very busy lady and a very demanding lady for her son. She wanted him to always do his best, and she always proclaimed his best. And any time Ellen thinks about her mother-in-law, she thinks of how requiring a woman she was for the best and the finest for her son and for her family. And she was always a very interested lady. She was always a very caring lady. Now, if I were to say to Ellen, what does your mother-in-law look like? And at first, she would not be able to give me an answer because her mother-in-law usually wore the same type of clothing all the time. It was her costume. That was the thing that she wore. She was a woman of the house, and she took care of her house, and she was a very happy lady, and she did all the things that made her very happy. Now, if I say, Ellen, what does your husband Elias look like? And she would instantly have a picture of him, some picture that she has in her mind, some picture that she sees with her eyes closed, or even with her eyes open, she still knows exactly what her husband looked like. And as she knows what he looks like, she sees better with her eyes closed than with her eyes open. Because with her eyes open, she's looking at the world around her. She's looking at things. And it's amazing how sometimes we do see a great picture, a great story with our eyes open. But if I have my eyes closed, I see best. And that normally is called for most of us meditation. For when we go into meditation, we have our eyes closed usually, and we are looking within, and we are thinking about what we are thinking about. And we are thinking about our bodies being whole and perfect. We're thinking about our family being happy and fulfilled. We're thinking about our world being a delightful world to be in. And as we think these thoughts, we don't have our eyes open. We are thinking these thoughts in meditation, and we are thinking all good things for ourselves. But now, if you ever have unhappy thoughts in your life about yourself or your world, it's about time for you to start thinking happy thoughts. Or you have your eyes closed when you're thinking, oh, you crunch your face, you crunch your eyes, say, oh, darn, darn, darn. And what you're doing is you're empowering that condition, that thought. And you're closing your eyes. Now, if you open your eyes, you're like changing the subject. You're looking around and seeing something quite different than when you have your eyes closed. And if you can train yourself to always close your eyes every time, now this is of course not while you're driving or doing something like that, but always close your eyes whenever a thought comes into your mind that distresses you. And in that thought that comes to your mind, when something distresses you, just say, I like me, 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 I like me. Now, it's not a matter that I like the other person, or a matter that I like the circumstances, or the condition that is going on, but I say, I like me. Now, I can like me. I can like me when all the world is going to all sorts of problems. But when I take charge of myself and like me, then I begin seeing all sorts of solutions. I begin seeing all sorts of ways of looking at things and having them be beautiful and having them be wonderful in my world. But when I have my eyes open, then I'm allowing myself to be frustrated by appearances and all sorts of other things that happen to me. But I don't have to do that. I do not have to do that. I do not have to be frustrated at any time. And if I'm ever frustrated because my body is not whole and perfect, then I better close my eyes and say, peace, peace. And the minute I say peace, that frustrated attitude about my body goes away. I have a budget problem. What shall I do? And then I say, peace. Deep breath and let it all out. Peace. And I see better with my eyes closed. I'm not seeing a way to bring about peace. I'm not seeing a way to bring about abundance in my life. I'm not seeing a way to bring about health in my life. But I am not seeing lack of it. I'm not seeing lack of my good. I am only seeing my good. And this is all that my mind wants to dwell upon. I see best with my eyes closed. We all do. We see best with our eyes closed because when we have our eyes closed, we are usually breathing deeply, relaxed, breathing peacefully, relaxed, breathing harmoniously, relaxed. And when I do that, no matter what faces me, no matter how distressing my friends may be, no matter how distressing my family may be, no matter how distressing my life may be to me, the moment I see better with my eyes closed, the moment I close my eyes, the moment I look within and see that peaceful me, then all is in divine order. All is in harmony. All is in peace. And no matter what I do, I just feel relaxed and good and peaceful. I see better when my eyes closed. I teach this to myself. We can all teach this to ourselves and be relaxed, peaceful, harmonious, joyful, magnificent, and live with our eyes closed, because that's where we meditate, And that's where we put everything in divine order. And that's where it is done. Have a lovely day, just like I'm having. And know that all is in divine order now. I love you. I love you. I love you.